Hey, ladies and gentlemen, here we are to wrap up KER Politics. So I got Dr. Frieda Birbaum on the line with me right now. You know, the big story as under the subject umbrella, COVID-19 this week, as of Thursday, we're recording this, by the way, on Friday, but as of Thursday, I want to say one thing. I was watching CBS News. All the anchor was talking about was the effect, the increasingly meaningful effect of the COVID-19 virus on the children of America. Frieda has done quite a bit of research on that. Dr. Birnbaum, how serious a problem is it right now in terms of the children?
Well, you know, it is more serious than the education itself. We are looking at the future, and we need to have confidence. We need to have self-assurance. We need children that are not going to be traumatized by what they're seeing today. And the emphasis is really more on education. So we need to look at the future and how to take care of this. Teachers need to teach children how to interact with each other. Universities as well. That's learning experience. When you're growing up, you're making friends, you're having boyfriends, girlfriends, you're seeing how you're impacting on other people. It's a new language that you're learning as well. And this takes you on through life. You know, when you're 26, that's when your brain is fully developed. And research has shown that actually your cognitive behavior and what happens with your frontal cortex is developed, and we need to be able to take your situation, and it's a lifetime pursuit of how to regulate your emotion, how to develop socially, as well as learning developmental skills and self-assurance.
Frieda, let me just bring one thing in here. You got to keep in mind, you are an educated professional psychologist. I'm an educated professional business guy, okay? Having said that, relate, if you would, to me what this has to do with the effect of COVID-19 on kids, as simply as you can.
My children, I have boys that are 13, they're twins. It's their birthday today, actually, no bar mitzvah, but whatever. And they're looking at this teacher, and I called up their school because in reality, they aren't seeing the other students. And I said, what's that all about? So they're just looking at the teacher, no interactions at all. And then I found out that one of my sons doesn't want to see anyone because his hair's grown out. And I think that's a reason to have, ourselves locked down anyway, right there, looking at these boys. For some reason, their hair, I don't know what's with them. But that in itself was something that I had to talk to the principal about. What about the children interacting with each other? So now they're rehearsing some kind of dance. Great. So they have to be out there and see each other and giggle and respond and know you can be silly, you don't have to be perfect, because it's not all about memorization. Who cares? You know, I have a PhD. I forgot. Well, I shouldn't say I forgot because my patients won't come back. But, you know, it's a life learning. What you look at in paper and you memorize, that's just a skill in itself. But your main qualities are what you carry with you through life, and that's the best and most important thing.
Okay, but let me ask you one thing. What they were really stressing on the news last night on CBS, which I probably won't watch anymore, by the way, they were stressing the slowly increasing mortality among children, and they took children all the way up to the age of 17 or so. That certainly is important, but I believe that in any type of pandemic, viral pandemic, past flu pandemics, regardless of whether it was COVID-19 or what have you, I believe the fact of the matter is there have been more deaths during that time. So it would strike me right now, given the fact that the future of our country is dependent on, among other people, your 13-year-old twin boys, my 4-year-old twin grandsons, it strikes me that we have to be really cognizant and do as much as we possibly can for these kids to keep them sound mentally. Am I correct?
Yes, and I think we need to have courses for them. As long as they're not going back to school, they need to learn socialization at home. What's wrong with that? to have cues from other kids, to talk to them on the internet instead of just going ahead and giving them these courses that all of them, you know, are not interested. Maybe some of them are. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And maybe now we're going to have new subjects in school because we need that anyway. There are kids that are isolated. There are kids that are lonely. There are kids that are depressed aside from this virus. So this has been something that we needed to do to get the mental health of children and to know that they are the ones that are growing. They are the ones that are changing. And they are the ones that need to be helped and looked at. And this is going to be something else, a new way of having our classroom. Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting. I've been doing more and more what I would call virtual meetings. My book club is now virtual meetings. Other organizations that I belong to are virtual meetings. I have absolutely no problem with that. It's almost like being there. It is a bit different, but I think the trend in society, Dr. Birnbaum, is going to be in terms of cost savings and perhaps effectiveness. I think that virtual contact like you and I have right now is going to be on the rise. I think that's going to be one of the beneficial aspects of this pandemic that we're head over heels in right now.
Yes, you're right. You know, we all need a connection, and just right now seeing you makes me feel better. You're having a drink of water. Am I allowed to say that? But it does. It makes me feel good. If I'm saying something, you're responding to it. So we do need that. But we really don't have to know that we have to be sick in order to do that. And we have to be a death's bed in order to do that. We don't have to jeopardize our health in order to have a sense of well-being. It doesn't mean that we have to lack an emotional health in order to know that we can't go outside. Yes, if you can go outside, if you can see other people, if you can distance yourself, the rules have not changed. Everything is the same. The only difference is that you are looking at this in a way that their sociability could be through the internet, it could be visually, it could be distancing yourself for Memorial Day weekend, a picnic together, nothing wrong with that. But you have to be defensive as well. You can't go on the beach because people are too anxious to gather together. And also younger people who feel that they're invincible. I mean, they're indispensable sometimes too. But invincible, you have to be careful with that. So we need to keep making these rules consistent, but we also need to know that we don't want our emotional decline to continue as the virus continues. We need to know that the after effects needs to be to balance both our emotional feelings with our children, with ourselves as adults, what is good for us. Yes, the government is giving us different types of criteria to follow. But at the end, every individual needs to know their health, their age, their history, what their background is, and they are the only ones that could decide for themselves. So yes, listen to President Trump every day. He has a lot to say. Some things are a little bit debatable. But in the long run, we don't want your mental health to linger on the decline when the virus leaves us.
You know, I just want to say one thing. I hope listeners picked up, particularly you, out of the box on what Dr. Birnbaum just mentioned. Some of the things, in her opinion, and also in my opinion, that Donald Trump is saying is somewhat debatable. But I would have to say we're down to about a minute here, yeah, and I want to give Frieda the final word. I have to say I am, generally speaking, very happy with the way the situation is being handled. This is coming from a guy who is in a high-risk category, and the same with his wife. Frieda, closing comments. You have 30 seconds, Dr. Birnbaum.
Well, you know, we're at risk. The officials are saying we're doing premature activities. They're even telling us. The economy is declining, so we're panicking as well. And the age old question, what comes first, the economy? Well, I think the stimulus package would help a lot of people, would get them going again. So this has to do with their emotional well-being, and we're going back to that place again.
Yes, we are. Ladies and gentlemen, this show has been a ball. See you next week and during the week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.